Welcome to our podcast,
Band BFFs,
the podcast where we make your music selection less complicated.
We're continuing our winter concert series with three of our more medium to medium difficult pieces today. They are entitled Frosty's Caribbean Holiday, arranged by Ralph Ford, Hip Hop All the Way, also by Ralph Ford, and To All a Good Night, arranged by Michael Story and Robert W. Smith. Cheers to starting the conversation.
Frosty's Caribbean Holiday is about a minute and a half, a minute and 40 seconds long. It is in the key of B flat and 4/4 time throughout.
It has so much cool percussion. It's got congas and bongos and cabasa and all kinds of Caribbean flavored type, percussion instruments for your band. All three of these pieces have a little bit more difficult rhythms, a little bit more range to the pieces,
and all the parts,
more style, sure. Just not as many tutti parts. So there's all of that to be considered in these pieces. But Frosty's Caribbean Holiday is literally what it sounds like. It's Frosty the Snowman, but with Caribbean flavor to it. With that syncopated rhythm.
You could do
something
really adorable, like have your entire band wear sunglasses
and
a Hawaiian shirt over their performance, for this piece, or just your percussion section, if you wanted to do that. But you can really kind of ham up some of the cutesy things in this.
For sure. So it has this syncopated rhythm all the way throughout. One and four. And that gets passed around to many different voices throughout. So again, a little bit more rhythmically challenging throughout, but fun for the students. And again, hopefully by now you guys know that we're huge advocates for marking parts. This is a really good one for helping with rhythms, with up and down arrows, and you're going to come in on an and entrance here, or you're going to come in on a big beat here, that sort of thing, which really helps the group. Lots of style in this piece, and that makes it sound more Caribbean.
And I like that it is, it's really cool for teaching some unique rhythmic interpretations. Your students cannot just play Frosty
how they know it.
They're going to, you're going to have to hold them rhythmically accountable for
and
what they
see. And it's very stylistic. So the first melody in the flute and the trumpet, along with clarinet, is Rest Frosty the Snowman. And you have to do the style exactly how it's written for it to sound the right way. So lots of tenutos, staccatos, accents, all kinds of great teaching tools throughout the Frosty melody in this piece. And the lows get to continue with that syncopated rhythm. Lots of times they have accidentals written in, and then it goes back to the key signature note. So that's a good review for the students as well. At 17, it has the exact same melody again. Each time between the big melody sections, there's either a bongo roll, or the low brass might have a little walking bass line downward, but it's got cute little transitions for sure. Then we have a very rhythmically difficult section from 20 to 24 in the upper woodwinds with the Frosty the Snowman. 4 and 1, 2 and. So just getting that rhythm aligned can take some work, because as Laura said, students are so used to just playing the way that they know Frosty the Snowman. And then we have a fun little feature.
So right here at measure 25, now we're all just kind of light and crisp. This is a woodwind feature with the support of the mallet percussion. It's kind of conversational between the woodwinds and the brass here. Really light and crispy, nothing too challenging rhythmically in this section until you get the fun little sforzando.
And this is the part where Frosty falls down in the lyrics. So I don't know all the lyrics by heart, unfortunately, but dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And then it's a sforzando fall, so the kids love that, with, again, a little bongo 16th notes, I think, or snare. But it's fun. And then we get into a new part. They still have the melody in the upper woodwinds, but then trumpets get this little new counter melody part. 2 and 4, 1 and 4 and. and to and. Lots of syncopation, yeah. Ties. This is just a great piece for teaching students to be like more rhythmically accurate, and you have to know exactly how your part fits with everybody else's.
Yeah, precision is really important throughout there.
For sure. Then at 41, we get a cute little interlude where it sounds like you're on the beach. Da-dum, da-dum. Da dun da dun. So the kids think that part's fun. Trumpets get a little feature, and again we get back to the frosty melody at 49. This piece does go all the way up to an upper G at the very end in the trumpet one part, and an E in the trumpet two part. So it is, like we mentioned, a little bit more challenging in range. The trombone part goes all the way up to an E flat as well. So this is definitely a piece you want to be really careful. Careful yeah. in considering if you don't necessarily have that range in brass. And then it ends really cute with one cha-cha-cha. So the kids just love this piece. The audience loves it. I've played this piece so many times with all region bands that I've had the honor of conducting, and the students just absolutely love it. Our next piece is Hip Hop All the Way.
This is also arranged by Rob Ford, but you can tell, I guess
we like him.
We really yeah. like the way he arranges music so since fun. We've chosen two of his pieces.
Yeah.
This piece is about 2 minutes long. It's in the key of E flat and in 4/4 time throughout. It has a drum set part that I think in order to really get the hip hop vibe, yes. you need a drum set player for this one.
This is the best piece that you can play when you go on an elementary tour. The students lose their mind because yep. it sounds hip hop. It's fun. It's got like lots of cool style to it. I staged the drum set player up front.
Yep, definitely.
In fact, I let them wear sunglasses and put on like a cool looking hat last year whenever we played it on our tour, and it was such a hit. So I think this is a great piece to play, but it is a little bit more challenging in the range for each instrument.
Yeah, your first trumpet player comes in on an E flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, right at the very beginning.
But it starts off really fun with the drum set, and then 3-1, and then big drum set, 4-1, 1-2-3. So it's very hip-hop, and the kids think it's fun. Then it has Jingle Bells.
The Jingle Bells theme.
Theme and trumpet and flute and upper woodwinds. But then there's such a cool bass line for your bassoon and your tuba. And they go 1-3-4-1-4-1. So it's just really fun. It's a fun little like bass line, almost like an electric bass
yep.
Below your kids. You could even stage them up front too. That might be kind of cool. So you can definitely hear the low people, but they have this cool bass line part all the way throughout, and it's not repetitive.
Yep.
They actually have to like learn a lot of different things. It's fun for tuba players if you have strong ones. Then we get everybody together gets this 3-4-1-2-3-4-1. So it's just neat because it's got just some cool like chromatic stuff in it. And it's cute. It's just jingle bells back and forth. Trumpets get it again. And then,
but we kind of modify. Yeah. We kind of modify the rhythm a little bit.
Yes.
It kind of changes every
one,
time.
And 2-3-4-1. Yeah. So it's a little bit more challenging, but nothing crazy like, it's not fast. It's just fun and groovy.
Yeah. It should be real funky sounding.
Yes. Yes. Again, lots of cool bass stuff. Then we've got a forte piano into 22. And this is where the lows get to take over with the actual Jingle Bells melody. And it's not even all the lows. Like I said, the bass line part is still
really
going
on. It's the tenor
on.
Voices.
It's the tenor voices. And then we just get these little punctuated hits in the upper people. And this part's actually pretty tricky for
rhythmically,
counting.
Yes.
So this would be a good part to go through and mark in what beat everybody's going to enter on. This rhythm is super fun in the trumpet part. It goes 2-3-4-E-1. Yeah. So the kids think that that rhythm's really cool. This is probably not a piece where you could like play it across multiple like bands. I think it would have to be like a varsity band, a high school sub-non would
yeah.
be, this would be super fun.
Yeah.
So then we get back into the same melody again in the tenor voices with the same little interjection. Then the upper woodwinds take over the melody with trumpets again. Then we have a transition into concert F.
And we kind of change parts, you know, leading into that where now the tenor voices are doing those little punctuated
yes.
parts.
And they go all the way up. Trombone goes up to E natural. So it's up high in the trombone part often in this piece because it's very different from euphonium and tuba part. At 41, we have the melody in trumpet and upper woodwinds again. Still have the bass line. It's getting more and more difficult and more demanding, but it's so fun. Ugh, I just love the tuba part and the low reed part on this piece. Then at 49, we have trumpets are going all the way up to a G and with more difficult rhythms with the 4E1. One again, we have the punctuations again in the tenor line, and then the upper woodwinds still are having the melody. They're not going up too high. It's really just big brass demands.
The trickiest rhythm in the whole thing happens right here. This is at measure 51, where you get a 16th note, 8th note, 16th note, a 4E in some of those upper woodwinds. That I think is that's the rhythm that they are least likely to have ever seen before.
And I think that makes this piece even cooler because the kids are getting exposed to lots of different ways to see 16th notes in time for preparation for contest music. It all ends up with everybody kind of lining up together, doing a cool little forte piano at the end, and everybody ends together with a bang. So this piece is super, super fun.
A huge crowd hit.
Yes, for sure. Huge. And our last piece is And to All a Good Night, arranged by Michael Story and Robert W. Smith.
This one is about 2.5 minutes in length in the key of concert E-flat and 4-4. This piece, the thing that I love about, like Katie talked about, Hip Hop All the Way being a great piece to do for an elementary tour. This piece is also a great one for an elementary tour because the whole purpose, it's called a holiday encore for band. Every instrument section is featured. Gets an opportunity to have their little 8-measure melody and phrase, which I think is great. Every time I've played this, I've had the kids stand up every time their section is featured. So if you are doing this on an elementary tour, it gives the students in the audience a chance to hear what each of these small instrument groups sound like by themselves while still playing in the full ensemble.
That's so fun. So it starts off at the beginning in a very bright tempo of 120 with just everybody coming in on the same rhythm, little trill on top. Like Laura said, it's kind of like a little encore. So it starts off with like a little rhythm at the beginning, one and three and one and to set it up. And then the flutes come in with the first feature. And they're going to play Deck the Halls here at the very beginning for their feature. It's written well where it's just them with like a little bit of a rhythm underneath, like clarinet. Of course, it's percussion. Not and percussion, but it's not like they're having to fight for the spotlight or anything like that. Right. They get featured. Everybody else it kind of thins out, so that works out very, very well for this piece. Really cute. They get to do some really fun little rhythms here: 1E and 2E and 3E and 4.
And the technique throughout most of this does lay pretty easy. It is tricky. You'll see when we get to the clarinet feature. That's where the technique is the trickiest. But for most of these instruments, even the technique that they have is pretty simplistic. When we get to 13, it's now the double reed feature. So even though the oboes are the ones with the melody, the bassoons are doing the fun little Irish bjom, bjom with the grace notes with them.
Up on the housetop, which is super fun. So the oboes, and you can have optional saxophone, like if you don't have double reeds in your program, you can just do a saxophone feature here instead. And so they get to play. And again, it's very ornamentated, like the flute one was. Lots of style, staccatos, accents, just a ton of fun stuff to make it sound even cooler. But your bassoons get to interact with the oboes here as well, so it's kind of a feature for them in the same regard. Then the whole band comes in at 24 with like a little transitional
melody to the next section, which is our clarinet section. So you can see in this one, because of all of the 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and, and those are big skips, that is some challenging technique.
It goes A, C, A, and then G, C, G.
And if you needed to modify that at all, you can take out the second 16th note and just have them play 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 or 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and you can take that out if you need to modify that for any individual players. And then the kids that can handle the technique, it's great practice for them.
And this one's supposed to have kind of a polka feel to it, so it's got a different rhythm underneath with like the horn section position along with the clarinets here. And then at 36, you have the saxophone feature. So now it's alto, tenor, and Barry. They get to have their own part together because, you know, they don't need anybody else. They have all three saxophone parts.
Choir, we don't need
you. Yeah. And then the clarinets join in with the saxophones and they kind of finish out their little melody part with a lot of ornamentation again. Not ornamentation, but just
16th
the rhythms.
Note, yeah.
16th notes making it sound fancy. And then we have the whole band doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 again, going into 46 with a march.
So here, this is like a full band, but really the trumpets are kind of leading this section here, even though full band is playing.
We wish you a Merry Christmas in the trumpet melody.
Yes. So they, even though this is the first time that we're like 2D when a section is being featured, mm-hmm. I still had my trumpets stand when they did this.
Okay, cool. And then there is a trumpet feature at 54. So if you didn't want to have them all stand up during the 2D time, you can wait. And then they're going to get to play on the first time going into 3-4 time. And they're going to get their feature on, I can't tell what song this is.
Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Yes, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. So it's the trumpets and then, and both trumpet parts are equally important here. So you want to make sure you have strong players on both with a little woodwinds here and there underneath them. But again, we've thinned it back out again. Then the horns are going to come in, pickups into 62 and get a chance to kind of have the last part of that melody going into 66.
Now, I really like that this is cued in saxophone. So if you have, like, your horns might be more confident all playing the top horn part so that we're not having to worry about split harmonies. And then you can have your altos play the harmony part. And if you've got a strong horn section that splitting those parts is no big deal, great. Then it can truly just be a horn feature. But I like the way that you're given the option of helping the horns out with the saxophones.
66, the tubas and the low reeds get a feature together.
By themselves, they're not lumped in with the trombones. Did you find
them? I know. That's so fun. And they're going to keep going on the We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And then the trombone euphoniums come in. And then they get to stand up and then they join in and have their own feature on the same march thing that the trumpets had before. And the whole band is playing again, but now it's just trombone and euphonium being featured and they're going to be standing the whole time. And I would let trombones go crazy.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely, yeah. Let them wail.
Yep, and lots of accents. But again, nothing crazy rhythmically. Lots of repetitive rhythms throughout all of the different accompaniment parts.
You do have a little spoken part at the end that does, if you have your students do this, which I did every time I've played this, we say the happy holidays to all, but it's very rhythmic. So you have to make sure that you practice and get that rhythm in line. Or if you wanted to leave that part out completely, you certainly could. Something else that I've done with this piece that I like, and I 100%, as I know all good teachers steal from everybody, I totally stole it from Robert Herrings. When I heard this piece for the first time, it was when his band was playing at Midwest several years ago, and he had every instrument section wear a different type of hat. And it was the same hat for everyone in the instrument section, but everyone wore something different. Well, I did the same thing with my band, and I let the sections choose what type of cute little hat that they wanted. So, you know, the flutes had a little elf hat, and the clarinets had a Rudolph nose, and the tubas had some crazy long stocking hat that went down to their feet. But everyone in the section had their same hat. It was kind of a cute way for them to have some ownership as a section in their own part, and I loved getting to steal that idea from Robert.
Super cute. So that is just another fun opportunity for you to let everybody shine in your band on your winter concert. So we hope you were able to find something for your band, and we hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for joining us on another episode of Band BFFs.